So yeah, when you cut off the unsaved brute beast, the unsaved narcissist, the unsaved psychopath out of your life, you can start to see through the fog. You might still have to work around them, or you might have to work deal with somebody at a grocery store or on your little side jobs or whatever, but they're not in your world, you know. I'm looking back now and I'm thinking there's so many of them, you start to question what's normal, you know. There's so many of them that question what's normal. And I understand how, I understand, like, if a person's raised, if a man's raised by a mother who hates men, it's going to affect the son. If a woman's raised by a man who hates women, it's going to affect the daughter. I understand how it's a, it just keeps filtering down through the generations, you know. It's not supposed to, but it's just the way it is. And if man is born in sin, it's the only thing that makes sense, that a lot of this stuff filters down through the generations, through the bloodline. And I guess one good thing about the corporations and getting out and playing sports and getting around, you see other people, and you might come across one person who's free and not a slave to the program, you know. You might come across one person who got free and escaped the program, but it's very rare. Most people are biobots. They're just running on a program. And we all have certain programs how to respond in emergency situations or threats or whatever. There's always a program there to get you to. That's why if somebody throws something at you, you can catch it before you even know that you're catching it, you know, your reflexes. Reflexes are not a bad thing. It's to protect your body, but when it comes to your inner state, your emotions, your will, your intellect, your the inner person, you should be able to control and not have a biobot response. What they're trying to do, what's happening with these narcissistic corporate dead systems is they're sending out signals when they talk to you to see your response, to see how you're going to respond. And if you can avoid responding the way they want you to respond, then you're good to go. They're just trying to, they're pushing the cup to see what's in the cup, you see. It's a feedback loop, this universe. They can't help it. Just like Wile E. Coyote chasing Roadrunner. You know, I've put myself in, I did a 10-year thought experiment, and I kind of put myself in a little enclosure where now everything that I look at outside or inside, I see it as Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. I see it as the Roadrunner cartoon. It's just a cartoon. And it's hard to get out of that. The only way to get out of it is that you're down here to walk in love and truth with God's created beings. He's drawing everybody back to himself if they'll just turn instead of burn. Turn or burn. But most people don't want to turn, they want to burn. And like I say, there's so many, it seems normal. I pulled up to the gas pump and this guy came up, he had this rap music on, just like, he can't live without it. That's his God. Just like some country music, that's their God. They can't live without that song. they worship a song, and if you look at the lyrics, they're just stupid. They're really one-liners, and it's just what they're in love with is the noise, the sine wave. The words don't even have any kind of deep truth to it. A song is so short, how can it have any kind of significance? Let's say you would read one proverb in the book of Proverbs. Yeah, you might learn something from one, but you need about 100 of them to really get a framework. You got to create a framework in your mind of what this life is, how to live it, what it's about, you know. And then once you get the framework, then you can start filling in the inner part, you know. But the framework is what? Be fruitful and multiply. If a man don't work, he don't eat. Love your neighbors yourself. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. The royal law, that's the framework. Believe on Jesus, faith alone in Jesus alone. Admit you're a sinner. Admit you're a sinner. The framework is obvious. And admit you're man born down here is born in sin. Mankind, you're born in sin. In sin did your mother conceive you. I was married to somebody. She said, I wasn't born in sin. I said, uh-oh, I married a religious but lost. I didn't realize. I thought this person was saved, but I wasn't born in. I'm talking about a missionary who actually I thought was saved. She says, I was not born a sinner. And I said, this is what the Bible says. You're born in sin. In sin did your mother conceive you. In Adam all die. How can you deny that? Because their pride, they think they're above, they think they're sin free, they think everybody else's sin stinks, but theirs don't, you know. That's why you can't argue with them, you can't debate with them, because they don't see themselves as doing wrong. The reason they can't look at wrong, they're so insecure. If they admit wrong, it would destroy them. Their insecurities are so huge that if they admitted wrong, they would have to go jump off the bridge. They're so insecure. If you call them out on anything because of their insecurity, they can't receive it. Instead of laughing at themselves, say, yeah, I messed up, that's stinking thinking or whatever. They can't do it. Their mind is so, they've got so many walls up that you can't penetrate them. And only God can show them their sin. You can't do it. So you're fighting them. You're fighting a losing battle. If you're married to somebody who's religious but lost, you're fighting a losing battle. And actually, they're going to try to kill you because they're legalists. They're going to try to poison you or stress you or whatever. They're trying to turn you into like a battery for them. They're going to be energized off of your sacrifice. And your image. And they actually, these kind of people, they want you to talk a certain way, speak a certain way, dress a certain way for their image. They marry people for their image. They don't marry that person because they love them. They marry them because it's an image. The woman say, well, I married this handsome man so she can tell all the girlfriends, I got this handsome husband. Or I married this man who's making a lot of money. Or I married this educated man. It's all about image. But deep down, it's control. And it's sick. That's why you got to go through a whole process to get a divorce. You need to go through a process to get married, especially when you're younger. When you're under 8, when you're under 21, you need to, maybe 30. When you're under 25, you need to go through a process of some kind of class or something. Some kind of counseling class before you get married. Because you'll wake up. Anybody can put on the front until you live with them. Anyway, what am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you that you got to break the program, and the only way you're going to break the program is with truth. And breaking the program, you know you broke the program when you learn to live in love and truth. And when others around you want to live in lies and hatred, you can still love your enemy. When your enemy hates you, but you still give your enemy bread and water and you show them love, even though you know they're your enemy, you treat them kind, it keeps coals of fire. Now, you do keep boundaries, don't get me wrong, but you've got to get a framework of life. What is this place about? It's the snake. It's the snake. The creation is the snake. It's a piece cut off. It's the sine wave. It's the sin wave. It's time. It's befallen. Time means befallen. Look it up in the etymology. The original word time means to befall. If you're inside time, you're in a befallen system. Outside of time is with Christ, with God. Outside of time is the eternal state. You're not befallen. You're the eternals. And so if you have faith in Jesus, you got born again, you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ, you're outside of time. And so you can see, just look around, you can see everybody's caught up in a cycle. Everybody's caught up in an addiction. Everybody's caught up in a repeat. They can't break the cycle. It's an addiction. Their thoughts even, their habits, how they spend their food, spend their money on food, the food they eat. If you say, stop eating sugar, it's killing you. They can't, because they're stuck in a system. The snake has them. They are actually the snake themselves. The king of Tyre, which is the devil, the king of Tyre has no kingdom unless he has flesh creatures to rule. There's a king in the spirit, there's a king in the flesh. The king of Tyre is the devil, king of the flesh, king of tares. The king of spirit is Jesus, even though Jesus is king of all, over all things. But when man dropped down in the kingdom of darkness, that's the devil's kingdom. God doesn't have anything to do with the dark side except to rebuke it and to let it destroy itself, you know. You were translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. What's the kingdom of darkness? The tear, the tire, the flesh. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. Mortal bodies. Mortal means dead. M-O-R means dead. Mortgage. Morgue. M-O-R is death. Your mortal body. Your hair is dead. Your fingernails are dead. If you don't take a shower, your body stinks. You got to brush your teeth. Your breath stinks. I mean, it's death, people. You're in a dead system. You're in a befallen, dead system. You were born in sin, and if you can't see your sin, you can't get your framework right. You can't think right. You've got to see your sin. You've got to see your state of disrepair. You've got to see your state of weakness before you can get your framework right. I'm not a sinner. I can't even talk to that kind of person anymore. When somebody's, if you're married to somebody and they say, I wasn't born in sin, you just shake the dust off your feet, walk away. And it's a problem, because people are so close to you that it's a process, because they're not going to change. Only God can change them.